Phoebe. So just remind David of your specialism and the concept of your project and talk us through any visuals you've got at the moment.
Okay. My specialism, surface pattern design.
And oh, yes.
The concept of my project was with the AI love bots.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I actually put you on LinkedIn. So you didn't know that. No, I didn't name you or anything at all. I took a photograph of your...
Your concept board.
Did you? Yes.
No way.
Yeah. I was really struck by it.
It's an interesting subject, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And also the way you approached it and the things you put together. So it was very good.
Wow.
There you
go.
Visual-wise, I've done, like here, I've done some like sketches and tried to come up with some lovebot robot designs. And then I've done a bit of a really rough sketch of the robot, and then the circles would represent like the pattern that's going to go in there.
Okay. And what's the message you're trying to put out there? What are you trying to tell the world?
I'm trying to tell the world that AI can't replace humans.
Okay.
And that when people only talk to technology, which I feel like is just getting worse and worse.
Yes. Yeah.
It makes them even more lonely and breaks our community even more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting, I was on the way in the car this morning, they're banning under 16-year-olds from social media in Australia.
Wow.
And it comes in 4 weeks' time.
That's really good.
And Meta have put out a message to everybody using, we're going to close your WhatsApp, whatever, down because you're underage. And so everybody's going, oh God, we've got to find a different way to communicate now. You know?
Oh, so they will find it.
And this is it. So it's quite funny, isn't it, how you think, oh, we'll just shut it down and make it all illicit, you know, and now suddenly, you know, someone else will just pop something up.
It's like the drug trade as well, isn't it?
People will still drink alcohol
underage.
Fair
play Australia for trying it. That's really, really good.
But these kids say, well, I'm not, what are we going to do? This is how we communicate. You know, it's not fair. It's not all bad.
But
there's enough bad.
In the 90s, I just used to go and knock on my friend's door.
Yeah.
It was so different.
Oh my God, you used to talk to people.
Yes. I used to pick up the phone and talk because there was no texting.
And then spend hours on
the phone.
Bring
back the old days.
Oh God. There's a line.
Let's talk about your idea a little bit more.
Yep.
Anything else to add there, Phoebe?
So how do you communicate? Because I'm just trying looking at that image and I'm going, is that telling me what you're telling me?
Yeah. So what I'm planning to do is in the pattern, hopefully like the different elements of the pattern will communicate that.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, I'm just trying to come up with like a few different little icons to go in the pattern that will communicate that message. So I'm going to have something along the lines of this.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have the robot, and then like this like represents like the electronic waste and stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to try to come up with like quite a few different ones and then select the ones that I think communicate it the best.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, no, it doesn't communicate
think of something random to say and I can't, it's not coming. I'm just trying to think. I mean, I absolutely agree with the ethos and the sentiment of what you're trying to do. It's just trying to translate that into something that makes, you know, simple sense. You know, it's almost like this half human, half robot, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to my matrix, aren't I, if I'm not careful?
Your default.
My default matrix, you know, where you think you're human, but you're not. You're part of the system.
I think within your pattern, there needs to be, I feel like there might need to be some words to help communicate this idea a little bit clearer. Maybe there's a play on words, and I think, again, this will come from a bit more research, but perhaps there's something in there that's like, your robot girlfriend can't do this, or your real girlfriend can't do this, or
yes,
I don't know.
Yes, yes.
There's something that links it really clearly to like an AI love bot. Maybe she's got like a badge that says what her name is and what she does or something, like a little hint to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there needs to be a bit more of a deeper dive into like love bots. I actually think, how old are you?
17.
Might want to download the app
and
have a look at the app. Then it's first-hand experience,
yes, yes.
You know? Then you know exactly what you're exploring. then your message might be clearer. Mm-hmm. Like if you look on the app, there might even be visuals that you can pinch on there and put them in this pattern that might help communicate that a little bit more. Because
yeah.
ultimately, that's primary research.
Yeah.
You're talking about something,
mm.
you need to go out and see it for yourself,
mm-hmm.
then you get a deeper understanding of it.
Yeah.
The question which is coming to my mind is what is it to be human? And I probably said that when we were on my, is that sort of thought and thought process of, we're talking about bots and stuff like that, but what is it that they're taking over? What is it? What's the humanity that's being lost in going to bots?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Google. What does it mean to be human? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, is it about emotion or is it what do you as a human, what would you expect you as a human to come up with, which an AI wouldn't come up with? What is it that I mean, you're creating a design here of a bot, and obviously that's quite a human thing, but it's kind of how do we think about that? What is it? What is humanity?
There's no soul.
Yes.
No, exactly.
Soulless.
Emotion.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. So is it emotion? So is it, how do you demonstrate emotion maybe within your t-shirt?
Yeah.
What is
what does that look
what
like?
What does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 And like also, in my house with my partner, it's a 50-50 workload.
Mm-hmm.
He does the cooking and the cleaning. Right. I also do that. This can't.
Yeah.
What actually can this do?
Well, it's just satisfying a need at a certain time, isn't it? It's very need specific. It's not adapting to how you feel at that moment in time, is it? Although having said that, I probably will do if you talk to it and say, I'm feeling really miserable at the moment, cheer me up. Or downside of that is I feel really miserable, or go and kill yourself kind of thing. So it's that horrendous idea.
Yeah.
So
the big topic here is kind of like you're battling loneliness in a way. So it's almost like, well, how do we fix
loneliness? Yes.
And what does that look like?
Okay.
It's quite a big thing, this project, actually.
Yes, yeah. No, I'm just trying to think of a way in which, because you're trying to do this surface print, and I'm thinking, what does AI not have? I mean, it's obviously there are things like feelings, and I'm talking about physical feelings. So obviously the texture, so how that texture feels, what does the texture represent? Which an AI wouldn't, well, I guess you can train it. But what emotion does texture create, generate? Do you know what? I have the maddest conversations in here.
Welcome to art.
I
think you need to go and look for some AI specific quotes, a bit more report digging on this topic, and then within that there is always something that you can then begin to illustrate and make into a pattern. We also have looked at this type of pattern, which would look quite nice trended on a t-shirt. Because you usually do like repeat patterns like this.
Okay.
So it needs to be a little bit less repeated way and a bit more contained. But there's also that, within the robot.
You've just reminded me, is there a film called iRobot?
iRobot.
And I think if you look up the screen, it's a whole loads of robots, and then there's one, so I'm not sure if they're all black and then there's one white one, or it's this guy. It's a robot who wants to become a human.
Okay. Oh, yeah, with Will Smith.
With Will Smith, yeah, that's it, that's it.
All right.
And so they all stand there side by side, and he becomes one of the robots. He says, I want to become a human. I don't want to be, a robot anymore. Which is kind of funny, quirky kind of...
That
weird,
actually
weird.
Just reminded me a little bit of Pinocchio, when he's like... be a real boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Revisit that and then maybe there's something that you can pinch on that and steal the words but play on them a little bit more.
Yes.
So it could be like, I want to be a real human or something like that.
Something
you know, this project has got really, really good potential, but it's up to you to do some digging
yeah.
to find a little bit more information that would feed directly in. But I think it's a really, really relevant topic
yeah,
at the moment. Super interesting. We've watched some creepy CD videos of
really,
a
yes.
man married one.
Oh yes, well,
who already had a wife.
Well, is that right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a Japanese lady who was reported by 24 a couple of days ago. Married.
I saw that.
Yes. Married her virtual boyfriend.
Yeah.
Gross. Like where? How is that illegal
know, like,
to
well,
marry?
I don't know. She went down
in
the
Vegas.
Aisle, didn't she? No, it was in Japan. It was in, this is in, I'm not sure where. You saw it, did you?
I did. It's
yeah.
really strange.
Yeah. To have that emotional attachment with an AI
yeah, I don't
character.
Understand it at all.
Well,
you need to find that.
There's a bit
little
of loneliness,
article
yeah.
and
yeah.
look
yeah,
at that.
Put that in there.
yeah, because it is true. Yes,
yeah.
It's frightening because that's, you know, you think that's the first and it'll be the first of many. You know.
But this thing hasn't—it's not new.
No.
Like there've been
the subject matter
love
new.
Dolls for many, many
yes,
years,
yeah,
and it's just
yeah.
turned digital.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like it's not new, but it's like, please stop. This is
yeah,
ludicrous.
I know. Thank you.
Okay. Lovely. Thank you.
Bye.